At 27 of the program locations operated by the Boys and Girls Clubs of Sonoma County, participating kids are free to come and go as they choose. But things are different at the 28th site, which was set up 3 years ago inside the county's Los Culicos Juvenile Detention Facility. About half the 70 youths housed there choose to participate in the club's classes and recreational activities, says Juvenile Hall Director Marty Mitchell, but they have to make an effort to do so.
It takes a little bit to get down here, to behave well and participate, but they do strive to do that. The big draw, I think, is the relationship that they build with the Boys and Girls Club staff, and then all the extracurricular activities that they can do after they participate in the educational piece that they don't get on a housing unit, such as weightlifting equipment, Xbox Live, foosball tables, popcorn and goodies. It's just about them being kids.
On a recent afternoon, a semicircle of a dozen young men are focused on Program Director Will Hartsoe as he coaches them on the written portion of the DMV's driver's license test. A bit later, as the youths disperse to play ping pong and basketball in smaller groups, Hartsoe explains what he is hoping they will really learn.
I'm trying to have these kids leave with something that they can implement out into the real world. So job readiness is important. Success skills are important as well. Healthy eating habits are important. Trying to touch on all those things as well as sports, fitness, recreation, and confidence. So I try and make the program relatable to them and their everyday life when they get out.
One teen from Windsor, we can't use his name on the air, seems to have taken that message to heart.
I'm taking away interacting with new people and learning how to make new friends. I'm taking away just life skills that we need, anything from healthy habits to driving to just how to be frugal with your money, like just normal life skills that everybody needs.
But for another youth, the life lessons, so far, appear secondary to the recreational opportunities.
I like to play ping pong, get some juice, you know. It's like less structure here, you know what I'm saying? Like in our units, it's basically a bunch of rules, but here we can just let loose and kick it with our friends and talk to Will.
That doesn't surprise Michelle Edwards, who helps administer this club for the parent Boys and Girls Club organization. In fact, she says it's part of the plan.
At first, the recreation is the carrot. What we've seen, though, is as they come longer, experience the programs, experience the recognition from having graduated a program, they really start to come for the programs, too. They see that this is useful to their lives, and it's important for who they want to be when they're released.
And she adds that longer-term goal also appears to be working.
For young people who are transitioning out of juvenile hall, the recidivism rate is very high, 75-80%. Our rate is about 20%. So we've got about 1 in 5 kids recommitting, whereas most of these kids, it's 3 out of 4. We feel like that's a very good impact if we can keep these kids on the right track when they get out.
About a seventh of the young people at the detention center are girls, who get a program tailored to their slightly different future needs. The Los Culicos Boys and Girls Club won national recognition last month, earning a special challenge award from the California State Association of Counties. When it started, Edwards says, this was one of just 3 such clubs in juvenile facilities across California. Now other counties are asking how they might replicate this model elsewhere. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.